Audrey Battle take two.
If you're going to say it, at least say it with a straight face.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, everyone. I'm Marjorie, and you're watching Ask at Dead End Hip Hop. Hey, Raphael.
What's up?
Stupid B.
What's going on?
Why you
stupid? Yeah, just out of the blue. Damn, stupid.
Y'all didn't see the look on his face.
You didn't even deserve that, though.
No, he did. You didn't see the look on his face.
I'm smiling.
Well, I don't like it when you smile.
God damn. Somebody mad? You want me to just walk around just frowning and mad at you?
What's good?
Okay, so our first question today is, which producer has had the biggest impact on an artist's career, past or present?
Well, shit. I think right now, it's like whoever Kanye touched, they just fucking blow up. Like, Mr. Titty Boy went to 2 Chainz, got a co-sign from Kanye, blew up, you know. Also, then Kanye say he liked, what's his name? Fucking Tyler. And, you know, Tyler got, you know, I think a little bit more buzz. Chief Keef. But I think all-time producer that I think had the most impact in his artist career, to me, is Timbaland. Like, every time Timbaland, like every artist at that point in time in their career, they was on point.
Yeah, because Magoo wasn't shit with Timbaland.
Nope. Though. I would say Dr. Dre. I mean, look who he.
What career do you think he?
But Snoop's, Eminem's. But I think that they've been able to maintain a career after Dre.
Snoop.
Yeah, what did Snoop do when he went to know?
Right, because look at all. Every time Snoop come out with an album, they be like, well, this shit ain't Doggy Style. Like, they just be
yeah,
like,
I feel you.
You know, like, this shit is not touching Doggy Style, whatever. So I would probably say Dre. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say
Dre and Snoop.
I mean, just
like,
yeah.
Dre for Snoop.
Dre's work on Snoop helped propel Snoop into the hip hop, you know, atmosphere. And then as soon as he left, you know, whatever went down with him, he went to No Limit. And he's rapping over those Beats by the Pound beats. You know, and it wasn't the same. Like, people wasn't fucking with Snoop like that.
Well, his first album was still with Death Row. The first album, Dogfather, that was still with Death Row, but then the ones after that was weird.
Yeah, but Dre wasn't on that shit, though. And that really was the beginning of, like, it really showed what type of impact Dre had on Snoop, yeah. You know, as far as the sound. Yeah, but an argument that you've had before in the past is that, you know, because of Kanye's influence, which is kind of what it sounds like you're saying now, you said that he put Common over the top and Twista over the top. So are those two of the examples that you're referencing when you talk about Kanye?
Well, here's the thing. To me, both of those artists were established artists. You know what I'm saying? Common been established since the 90s, and so was Twista. I think what Kanye did for them is kind of like what he's doing right now for all these other artists. It's kind of like, he gives them a cosign, and then they just blow up. Like, Common was always big,
he did the majority of production on those albums. When Common was with Kanye, and then the Twista joint, I know he didn't do a majority, but he did the slow jam.
I don't feel like Kanye made those artists. I don't feel like Kanye made Common.
You told me that Kanye.
No,
Kanye
that's not what
Common.
I said. I always said that Kanye put Common over the top. Common already had a following, bro. Kanye just made him more commercially acceptable at the point in time.
If that's not even your answer, why are we arguing it?
I don't know.
I think Swizz Beatz had a big impact on Rough Riders music.
But they made it without him.
Did they?
DMX did. Leave DMX alone.
I don't think DMX needed Swizz.
He did.
Not really. Because even when she left, she had that. Well, she needed him if she was going to do hip hop. But she left him and started doing that pop shit. She didn't need him then.
Yeah, and you know, like, her and Dre couldn't work. So, I don't know, maybe Swizz was a better fit for Eve. But, you know, I just feel like...
Was Swizz on that Rough Riders Volume 3?
Huh?
Was he on Rough Riders Volume 3?
Ooh,
Swizz.
Anything Rough Riders ever did, Swizz had his hand in something.
That's what I'm saying. I think he established this sound.
I give you that. I think he established their sound, but...
But he didn't make them.
Yeah, he didn't make those artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, when I look at Aaliyah, I think Aaliyah was very talented. But if she did not have Timbaland behind her, I don't know if she would have been who she was.
What about Genuine?
Just like Genuine. Just like Missy. I don't think that those are... Even Magoo, like you said. Even his brother. Shit, I can't remember his brother. No, not Magoo's brother, but Timbaland.
Timbaland didn't really. Nobody bought a Timbaland and Magoo album
for Magoo. No, I agree.
So you can't really put Magoo in that equation.
I agree, but everybody knew who Magoo was.
Because of Timbaland.
Exactly, my point.
But nobody really cared.
I feel you, but if it wasn't
Timbaland, the album was really a Timbaland
album.
With some dude. Timbaland is some dude. That's the show, Tom. Timbaland is some dude.
And Pharrell really hasn't established anybody like that with some type of staying power.
I think Pharrell brought back Snoop. I think Pharrell brought back Snoop.
Like Ty?
Yeah, because of
Beautiful.
What about Clips? Yeah, didn't for real. He started off with
Clips. Yeah.
Yeah, but how long did Clips last? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, but they stopped messing with him. You remember?
I feel you.
As soon as they let they
but okay, so now it's like you asking the question of who's putting who on. Like I feel like Pharrell put him on, but he didn't necessarily
he produced their whole first two albums. Like he front to back. What are you talking about?
Think about it. So two albums in, then you know what I'm saying.
But those two albums,
good albums. Right. No, I know they were. I love Lord Willie.
For their career, right. After that,
what happened?
All right, so I agree.
Because when they did with Cash,
okay, one artist though.
Need to clarify. That's all. Okay, need clarification.
Yeah, okay. So one artist.
Pharrell put on one artist. Need clarification.
Damn, but you couldn't think of no other producer, right? Like, yeah, I mean, you into production.
Dre, I'm thinking of like how big the artist was at the time. I say Dre. Snoop was like the biggest in Eminem.
Okay, we know you said Dre. I mean, anybody else?
Off the top of my head, no. I can't think of nobody either. That just put somebody on and then they were just shit once they left? I can't think of nobody.
Well, they
say RZA, because, I mean, when Wu-Tang.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang
sound. When Wu-Tang stopped messing with, like, less RZA production, people was like, yo, I want that RZA sound. Like, a lot of people was like, I miss that RZA sound. So,
that's a good one.
I would say RZA. Yeah. Dang. I think that's
kind of
thinking anybody else.
What about Outkast? Who did they sign?
Organized Noise. But they had a gang of different producers, though.
Yeah, they
it wasn't just like one or two people.
They still want Outkast, regardless of who's doing what.
Shit, Master P and B's about a pound.
All right, next question.
You do not like...
Would you say Manny Fresh?
Manny Fresh, yeah, I'd say Manny Fresh. Well, no, because Cash Money's still going without him.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
but true. Juvie.
But he did give them their initial sign. Like, that shit was all Manny.
Juvie can't do shit right now.
He better leave him alone.
Shit, man, barely fresh can barely
but he
shit right now.
I got a trespassing charge, huh? Shit back in the day.
I think Beats by the Pound made No Limit, because when them motherfuckers left when they, and KLC,
there was nothing else.
There was shit. P couldn't do shit.
But didn't the sound change at that time though? At the same time,
he had to.
No. Oh, talking about the sound in general change. So it wasn't really their fault completely.
Yeah, but No Limit had their own like. Cult following. Yeah.
I think people just got sick of it, you know? It got old.
Just like one of the last questions, oversaturation. I think they oversaturated the market. Come on, man. No Limit. Oversaturate. Silk the Shocker. See Murder. Masterpiece.
What I'm saying is that when KLC, I think KFC left Beats by the Pound, No Limit started to decline.
KFC.
He gripped himself.
I said KFC.
No,
I didn't.
You just want chicken and
beer.
Yeah.
Why did I put chicken? Oh, because I'm black, huh?
Yep. Put on the. But I'm saying you don't want to say KFC.
I didn't say KFC.
No, I didn't. Anyway.